think I took already from what you said that there are many actors involved in this process, and it's certainly difficult to first of all agree on such a vision, to follow up on it, to also include those different understandings and consider those different applications, different perspectives coming from those various disciplines. And then there's also this moment of transfer, of let's say transdisciplinarity. How do you really communicate the strategy externally? And my question would be here, maybe you can also go a little bit back regarding this. How was the change process initiated and shaped? And what needs to be considered when communicating such a process?
Wonderful questions. You're asking how this has evolved.
Yeah.
It began in the summer of 2019 when the Board of Trustees of the university was recruiting a new president for the university. Our new president is Professor Carol Folt, who's now the president of the University of Southern California. And sustainability is one of the three pillars that she identified in her inaugural address as one of the three things central to her leadership of the university. So we had a president that arrived who declared it. She happens to have a PhD in marine biology and so forth. So we have a leader committed. She arrived, of course, we have 22 schools, we have, you know, well, 45,000 students, 30,000 employees and alumni. There's a huge enterprise. We have a central campus and we have a healthcare campus. This is a large enterprise at USC. How do you do that? Especially in a university that was built on its individual schools and the hospital and so forth. It's not hierarchically controlled from the top. So we had no mechanism in place. So she consulted with many people and came up with this idea that we need a committee on sustainability that brings together the education, research, and operational elements of the university. And for reasons having to do with my own experience and past and research, and I was the dean of what is now the Price School of Public Policy prior to going back on the faculty, and I had been the dean at the University of Michigan School of Natural Resources and Environment before coming to USC, the faculty senate recommended that I chair this committee. Mm-hmm. So, and she agreed and I was appointed to chair. So that's how that happened. And then we asked the deans of the college, of the schools, several of them who were already involved in sustainability, to identify leading faculty members who understood their school, but we're committed to sustainability to help form a university initiative. And then we recruited the heads of the undergraduate committees on sustainability and climate change and the graduate students and operations, which is a huge enterprise itself, all to come together on one committee. And we spent our entire first year, which was last year, academic year, coming up with three recommendations. One was how to transform the educational experience at USC with a focus on sustainability. Two, how to develop three or four, we'll call them grand challenges in sustainability that were multidisciplinary, reached across schools, brought together some of our huge research centers we already have, working together on one theme. And then how do we look at the senior administrative staff where there had been no place for sustainability, no focus of it. How do we bring that together? And one of the answers going forward right now is we're currently recruiting a chief sustainability officer. Mm-hmm. And we are working to create a university level governing and implementation coordinating council. So I jump from the recommendations to our activities. We've launched several pilots. We have pilots underway in how do you take existing classes, large, we call them general education freshman classes, and infuse in them, they're topical, infuse in them the importance of sustainability in, be it physics, be it biology. By the way, one is Asian ethics, and theories. So it's across the board. So how do we do that? We're piloting it, and next year we're ramping that up dramatically. We have created a Center for Sustainable Solutions, focus on the solutions, that is committed to interdisciplinary multi-group research on issues that will lead toward solutions. That is, how do we solve problems, not just how we understand them, but solve them, which is different than the normal research where we're trying to understand the problem. So we've got, and then of course, the students are engaged heavily. The university just last month announced its, for the first time ever, you would refer to it as, I think, a divestiture strategy. So we have our board of trustees now stepping up to the investment strategy of the university. All of that has been over the last 18 months. So this year, the president's working group is working on implementation of our own ideas. So we've expanded from a committee that included, by the way, I didn't mention, included on this are our provost, who's an ex officio member of our committee, and our VP for research, who's actually the position is being filled right now, but would be on that committee. So it's a committee that brings together some of the most important players with the faculty and students and equity and justice representatives in one place. So we're rolling that out, but we're focusing this year on implementation. So we've created six, you would call them subgroups of the working group. We call them committees. Five committees and the president's working group. So now we have up to 60 people, because each one of those committees focusing on education, research, equity, justice, campus plan, engagement, you mentioned reaching people within and beyond the university. We have five committees working on those themes. So now we're up to 60 people in essentially in the community of the president's working group. The formal 24, 25 members, and then each one of those committees has reached out to other stakeholders in the university and important players and brought them into their committees. And we're coming up now, we're working on, it's being called the USC Sustainability Plan 2028. So it's basically a strategic plan document. And you may ask why 2028? There are a couple of reasons, but one has to do with, shall we call it, a pragmatic strategy, because in 2028, the Olympics are going to be held in Los Angeles. And USC is going to be a major venue for many of the activities of that. We want to be able to say by 2028, this is the USC today. So that's our timeline, but we're talking about very ambitious goals and then the long-term 2028 goals. And we are actually very fortunate in this time of COVID and budget constraints and students not on campus and all the financial implications. We are still fortunate enough to be carving out through the president's auspices funding for our pilot programs in education. The research community is doing just fine, and the campus plan and doing things literally on campus in terms of waste management and others, those are being funded. So we are fortunate. It could be much more expansive than it's going to be, than it is, but all things considered, we're very fortunate to have support from the university. But this all starts with a president who is committed. We can do all, we can talk to the, as we say in the United States, the cows come home, we can talk about this, but we have a president who says, Dan, what are the recommendations? Dan, are your folks looking at implementation? Are you working with everybody? Are you coordinating? It's a change for the university because this is a horizontal issue. It's not a vertical issue as we've had in so many other activities. And by the way, the response to this has been extraordinary, but I have to say, I refer to this as a coalition of the willing. These are all the people who want to do this in the staff, among the students, among the faculty. This is a coalition of the willing, and it's moving forward.